The Nebraska State FFA Convention is right around the corner. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. Today I am visiting with Claire Whipple, who is the Nebraska State FFA Vice President. And good morning, Claire. Thanks for joining us here on WNAX today.
Absolutely. I'm excited to report about Nebraska FFA.
Yeah, and first, just tell us a little bit about yourself, maybe where you're from. You're also in college currently, so what are you studying?
Yes, so I grew up in Chambers, Nebraska, so not too far from that South Dakota border. I grew up on a ranch with my family and decided to come to University of Nebraska at Lincoln to study agriculture education. So agriculture is in my roots, down to my core, and it's something that I'm really passionate about. So I want to teach the younger generation and have FFA be a part of my entire life. So with an agriculture education degree, I will be a high school ag teacher and FFA advisor.
Being a freshman in college, I mean, it's probably been a very busy year for you and your teammates. And maybe just give us a quick recap on some of your favorite moments that you and your team have had this year.
Absolutely. Well, to kick it off, my probably most favorite memory in time during my year of service was our chapter officer leadership training that took place last May. So it was kind of the very first thing that our team got to do together, and it was the first time we were meeting students, FFA members, specifically chapter officers, and so we really got a taste of what this year was going to look like throughout that conference. We were facilitating workshops and just having so much fun with chapter officers. Another one of my favorite moments was our very first Ignite conference. So this conference focused on 7th, 8th, and 9th grade members who just kind of wanted to get a taste of what FFA was going to be like for their future. So that was held in September. It was the first time our association has ever done it, and it was pretty successful. So we were excited to be the first team to undergo that conference. And then another favorite moment was definitely the national convention experience, just seeing all of the members from across the nation, getting to reconnect with other state officers that we had met at Summit in July, and seeing Nebraska FFA members and celebrating them on the stage. And we were able to be close to the stage as state officers, and so cheering them on was probably the best part of that. And you get pretty tired at national convention, and so we were just going crazy, cheering them on and being their biggest supporters. And then, of course, the whole process of state convention has been great. Just preparing for it has been a whirlwind, and we're so excited to just see all of our hard work come to fruition and get to see all of the members and celebrate them again.
And it's also crazy to think that it's state convention time again, and I'm sure you guys are very busy planning and preparing. Usually there's a theme to state convention. What's this year's?
So your previous question talked about moments that our team has had and some special moments that we've had. Kind of going off of that, our 97th Nebraska FFA convention theme is Every Moment. So we really just wanted to capture the essence of being present in every moment and really soaking up these moments during state convention, and also realizing that moments pass by us pretty quickly and to take them in as best as we can.
The Nebraska State FFA Convention will be held on April 2nd through the 4th down at Pinnacle Bank Arena on the University of Nebraska Lincoln campus. Members from all across the state of Nebraska will be joining there to participate in general sessions, competitive events like their CDEs and LDEs, leadership workshops, and career fair and expos. It is sure to be a busy and fun week. With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.